write about that. Said Russia did I get? They wrote it up pretty well, but I didn't write it. I didn't even know that it was there. He faxed it to me. When he faxed it to me, that's the first time that I know anything about it.
You don't read the Jewish press.
I get the Jewish press.
But you don't read it.
My wife reads it.
You can only say in fact, only put.
I'll see if it's better.
The Ramban holds that there's a special mitzvah sesem in our Torah to lain the story of Maimon HaSinai once a year, every year, the Magen Avraham.
But you don't need it.
My wife reads it.
You can only say in fact, only put.
I'll see if it's better.
The Ramban holds that there's a special mitzvah sesem in our Torah to lain the story of Maimon HaSinai once a year, every year, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Doesn't quote the Ramban, but he quotes the Yalkut Shemayne that says like that. The Magen Avraham understands that this is like Parsha Zohar, a real mitzvah in our Torah. We have the minig that on whenever we lain the Aseres HaDibros on Parshas Yisroi and on Parshas Vaeschanan and on Shavuos, we lain with the Tam HaElyon, the two tropes that are written in the Siddur. There's a Tam HaElyon and a Tam HaTachon. The difference between them is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim, the difference between them is that the Tam HaElyon, this special nigun that you lain for when you lain the Tzibur, breaks down the Aseres HaDibros in units of the Dibros. Each one of the Dibros is Ve'ad Galein does a separate pasuk. So you have, for example, Loisirtzach, Loisinach, Loisigna, Loisana, Berecha, Eitchak is all one pasuk. So in the Tam HaElyon, in the Tam HaElyon, you lay each one as a separate pasuk. And in the regular trap, the Tam HaTachton, when you Mabe Sedra, so you don't lay each one as a separate pasuk, you lay it all as one pasuk. And the trap is different. And the same thing, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, let's see, Lo Yilcha Lehim Acherim Al Ponai is one pasuk. Lasas Lochafes Lochal Tfun Hashem B'Shmayim Al Hashem Metochas B'Hashem Elayim Tachas is another pasuk. L'Seshtach B'Lohem Eloi Sovdim is a third pasuk. L'Ose Chesel L'Alofim is a fourth pasuk. So when you lay the Tam HaTachton, you lay it as four different psukim. When you lay the Tam HaElyon, so you lay all four psukim as one pasuk. Really, both ways should be a violation of the din of kol psukah de loy paskin moshe anan loy paskin. The Gemara has a din that the balkari who lays in shul is not allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. He's not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out he doesn't. He thinks that the din is that you have to lay kichsovoy. Not only that you're not allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk, often you have a balkari who knows the trap very well, balpe. And he swallows together, he doesn't pause at a safe pasuk, he doesn't stop. And he lays the second pasuk right after the first pasuk as if there's no separate pasuk there. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's the same violation, whether you stop in the middle of a pasuk, you make one pasuk into two, or you make two psukim into one. So here, that's exactly what we do when we lay in the Tam HaElyon, we do both. By the second of the Aseres HaDibros, there are four psukim, and in the Tam HaElyon we blend all four in to be one pasuk. We don't have any such pasuk at all. And then you have the four dibros, which are really one pasuk, Loisirtzach, Loisinach, Loisignal, Loisana, Berachei Tshoku, which are four different dibros, but it's one pasuk. So in the Tam HaTachton, in the regular trop that we lay in when we're Mavis Sedra, we lay in it as one pasuk. And the Tam HaElyon you lay in it as four pasuk. So Bechlal, it's a problem. Where does it say that you have a right? Yeah, where does it come from? Who said that you have a right to lain in a Tam HaElyon? The Rishonim quote this. But it's never mentioned anywhere. It's never mentioned in the Gemara. Before the Rishonim, we don't have. The Rishonim mentioned that was the Minik. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather and his father, Rav Chaim Ramosha, never lained in Tam HaElyon. He always lained in Tam HaElyon. He always lained only in shul, he always lained in Tam HaElyon. Someone told me that one who lived in Boston, who was born in Boston, he always lived in Boston, then he got married, he moved away. Then he used to come sometimes to visit his parents in Boston. So he says in the later years, maybe the last 5-10 years, when he used to come visit Boston, he saw Naya Hanhoge, the Rav Soloveitchik, would have the Balkori lane twice. Tamar Elyon and the Tamar Tachton. He says in the earlier years he didn't remember that at all. He says Rav Soloveitchik used to learn the way everybody learned. They learned the Tamar Elyon alone. Yeah. That's the minig. The Rishonim have the minig. The Cheskuni though writes on Chumash, on Parshas Yisro, and this Parsha, Cheskuni was a Rishon who lived this, while Rashi was still alive. He has a commentary on Rashi. He disagrees a lot of times with Rashi. But he refers to Rashi Sheyichyeh. Rashi's still alive when he's writing his commentary. So the Cheskuni writes that the minig where he lived was that they only lain the Tam Ha'olyan on Shavuos. On Parshas Yisro and on Parshas Vaeschanan, they lain the Tam HaTachton, and he says why. And he explains why, because the Tamar Elyon, you're really Mishana the Psukim. You blend together four Psukim, you make them into one, and you break up one Pasuk, you make it into four. So the answer is that you're laying B'Teres Dibros. So this special practice that we have, that we lay in B'Teres Dibros, Zokta, this is only on Shavuos all year long, not on Parshas Yisra, Parshas Vaeschanan. We don't intend to fulfill that mitzvah of the Ramban. The Ramban says that once a year, every year, you have to lay in Maimon HaSinai. No, we're laying Parshas HaShavua. The Shabbos before we lay in the Bishalach, and the Shabbos after we're going to lay in Mishpatim. And the Shabbos before we lay in Dvarim, we're going to lay in Ekev. So this week happens to be Yisro, it happens to be Vaeschanan, it's Parshas HaShavua. We don't have a mind to fulfill the special mitzvah of Kriyas Maimon HaSinai. On Shavuos, that's the special Kriya that we're laying, the special Kriya Maimon HaSinai, and he adds on another thing, the Cheskuni. He says that all year long in the days of the Rishonim they already didn't have a meturgamon. The Gemara comments a meturgamon. The Gemara says, commenting on the pasuk in Nehemiah, in Perek Ches, it says that when they built the second day Samigdash and they opened up on the first day on Rosh Hashanah and they laying Kriyas HaTorah, and Ezra was the kohen that got the first Ali and said Baruch Hashem Amvayrach, and they all said Baruch Hashem Rav Yamvayrach, and they laying Kriyas HaTorah. So it says in the pasuk that they were laying Mefayrash Vesum Seichel. What does that mean, Mefarash with some Seichel? So the Gemara says they were laning with the Trop, and they were laning with the Meturgamon, and they were laning the Kriz and the Ksiv, they were laning everything properly. So the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to understand that Ezra was the one who introduced the Meturgamon. It's unclear. It doesn't seem that they always had. They always had Targum Unculus. The Gemara says in the beginning of Megillah that Targum Unculus wasn't originally written by Unculus Hager. It originally existed. It was a Masorah Baal Peh from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, from Maimon HaSinai, except that it was always transmitted orally to little children when they learned in Cheder. So the Melamed, that's how Rav Soloveitchik learned the Gemara Megillah. The Melamed would say, "Yovah Targum Unculus to teach the Psukim." Unculus was a grown adult who became a ger, yeah. So he had to sit in class together with the little children. When the Melamed was teaching Chumash, so Unculus was taking notes. The others were so young, Mestama, they didn't take notes. They just memorized it. And Unculus wrote down, or he said it over to the other people. So that's why we call it Targum Unculus. But it really wasn't, the Gemara says in Megillah, in the beginning, Dav Gimel, that it wasn't composed by Unculus. It was really Lamoshe Misina.
In Aramaic, it was Moshe Messina in Aramaic. Aramaic didn't come until later.
I don't know. The Medrash says that, I don't know whether it means exactly that Nusach or the special nuances. Maybe it was in a different language, but the special nuances that are added on in the Targum Unculus. The Pirushim. I don't know exactly what the Gemara means, that the Targum Unculus was Lamoshe Messina. Yeah. The Gemara says that at the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, every one of the koilas, every one of the aseres adibras was nischalek to shivim l'shoinis. It was, everything was transmitted in translation. It was simultaneous translation for everybody, yeah. So the Gemara speaks about the fact that they had a meturgamon. They always had a meturgamon. Through the days of the Amorim, they used to have a meturgamon. Then in the days of the Rishonim, they stopped already because the people didn't understand Aramaic. So the Cheskuni writes that the practice is that all year long they don't have a meturgamon except on Shavuos. On Shavuos, they have the Meturgamon. Why? So he explains why. Because it's Zeichel Maimon HaSinai. All year long you have a Meturgamon. That's the Takanas Ezra. Ezra polished up the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, originally, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Takana. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, at the end of Perek Merubah, that Ezra made 10 Takanas. 10 Takanas to Rabbanu. So one of the most Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Ezra was Mesakin. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin. Shalayachu Shloshes Yamin B'loy Torah. They should have Shedim HaHamishi and Shabbos. They should have Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim at Ezra enhanced the Takana. He added on to the Takana. So part of what Ezra added on to the Takana was that you should have a Meturgamon. He didn't invent the Targum. The Targum was there from before. Just Unculus didn't invent it. Ezra didn't invent it. Ezra was before Unculus. Ezra didn't invent it. Unculus didn't invent it. It was always there. Except that Ezra seems that Ezra instituted that they should learn Kriyas HaTorah with a Meturgman. The days of the Rishonim when they stopped that, so the Chizkuni writes, but on Shavuos they still had a Meturgman. Why? So he says, why? He says, Zeicha Lemaimin Hasina, that at the occasion of Maimin Hasina, the Medrash says that every one of the Dibbas was simultaneously being translated into Shivim Lashon, that everybody should understand. So the Chizkuni says that's the reason why only once a year on Shavuos, when the laning is Zeicha Lemaimin Hasina, it's in order to fulfill that special mitzvah of laning Parshas Maimin Hasinai, with the Ramban holds that that's a special mitzvah in HaTorah, and the Magen Avraham quotes it from the Alkut Shemani like that, said that's why on Shavuos he laned Dafke with the Tam HaElyon, that you break it down into the Dibros, because that's the way the Rabbanu Shel Olam presented it at Har Sinai. In the Chumash it's presented B'Toras Psukim, so all year long when you're laying B'Toras Taraf Shebuchsav, when you're laying V'Yisrom, when you're laying V'Aschanan, so you're just laning to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Torah Shebuchsav. So then you're laying B'Toras Psukim. And just like you're not allowed to break a pasuk in half, so you're not allowed to take four psukim and lay them together as one pasuk either. So that's why all year long you have to lay in Tam HaTachton. But on Shavuos, when you're laying B'Toras, the fulfillment of this mitzvah, to reenact Maimon HaSinai, so that's when you're laying with the Tam HaElyon. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. He said the Rambam has a tshuva, we so opposed to the practice that all year long the people sit during Kriyas HaTorah, and only for Aseres HaDibros they stand, as if to demonstrate that the Aseres HaDibros have already something special. And the Rambam says, you see for the Gemara in Brachas, that it's not proper, because the Gemara says in Brachas that we say Vayoymer, the third parsha in Kriyas Shema, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim every day by Yom HaBalayla. You have to say Vayoymer. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say Vayoymer? It speaks all about tzitzis. And just the last pasuk, this is Ani Hashem Lakechem. You can pick other parshiyos. So the Gemara says that they really wanted to pick Nevuas Bilam Harosha, where it says Kel Matzim and Mitzan Kesofas Reimlo. That's a more elegant pasuk. It's a little fancier. But then the Gemara says they would have to lay the whole parshas Bilam, because called parshas loy paskin meishan non loy paskin. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of a parsha. You have to lay the whole parsha. So that's too much. And then the Gemara says, so why not laying the Aseres HaDibros? That it says, Anochi Shamakech Asher Otzei Sichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's going to be a problem of Tarumis Haminim. So the Rambam seems to understand, Rashi says on the Gemara Tarumis Haminim, that the people will notice that there are discrepancies between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias, and it's going to pose problems. There's a whole list of discrepancies between the way the Aseres HaDibros appear in Yisro, the way it appears in Boaz Chana. If the Torah is telling us what was engraved, so what was it done? What happened over there? Did it say Zohar? Did it say Shammah? Did it say this? Did it say that? That's one steer. Then the Meforshim point out there are more steers. So which did it say? So there are explanations for these discrepancies, but it still poses a problem. So Rashi says on the Gemara and Brachas, because of Tarumas Aminim, that the people shouldn't be left with the Kasha, and not come up with a teret, so that's why the Chachamim chose, that's why the Tanaim, there was a while that they used to lay Parshas Aseres HaDibros in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. That was the third parsha of Kriyas Shema. Instead of Vayomer Abtzitzis, they used to say Aseres HaDibros, and then they abolished it and they switched to Vayomer. And the Rambam... In the Tefillin? That's what they still put today. They buy tefillin today, they put in printed copy of Aseres HaDibros. Those are stamps, that's not Talmidei Chachamim putting in. These are fakers. People didn't know. Yeah, no. But here the Gemara says that that was once the practice by the Chachamim that was instituted by the Rabbanim, that you should lay Aseres HaDibros as the third partial Kriyas Shema for the purpose of fulfillment of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. And then they abolished it because of Tarumas Aminim. So the Rambam doesn't seem to learn like Rashi, that Tarumas Aminim means that the people will notice all of these discrepancies between the Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shnias. He rather learns Tarumas Aminim, that the Minim will say that that's the only thing we heard from the Rabbanu Shlom Aseres HaDibros, and the rest we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the rest is not binding. The rest is not Emes, we don't believe in the words Moshe Rabbeinu, we only believe in what we heard from the Rabbanu Shlom directly. So the Rambam understood the Gemara to say that you're not allowed to demonstrate, you're not allowed to show any added chashivis to the Aseres HaDibros over the rest of the Torah. Everything was all Torah and Hashemayim, it's all the same chashivis. So the Rambam is opposed to this practice that the people stand for Aseres HaDibros and they sit all year long. He holds that it's not right. It's a pella. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, whether it's permissible to stand for Aseres HaDibes. He says, why not? What's wrong? All Achrayim quote them Machzach Nishvisnik. All Achrayim quote the Tshuvas HaRambam. It's not a hidden kias. All Achrayim on the Shulchan Aruch, they all quote the Tshuvas HaRambam, that the Rambam was opposed to it, and very, very much opposed to it. Rav Moshe Machzach Nishvisnik says, what's wrong? He doesn't see it's a beautiful meaning. What's wrong? So Rav Soloveitchik once spoke about this, and he said, isn't it strange that the Rambam is so opposed to this practice, and we still have the practice at HaYamazah? The Rambam didn't succeed in abolishing, no one has the Acheretz for the Tshuvas HaRambam. How can we all ignore it? So he thought that it's not Shve. He thought the Rambam was opposed because in the days of the Rambam, he didn't think that he had the meaning to lain Tam Elyon. He thought that the Rambam probably lained in regular trap. We don't, the Rambam never writes that they lain Tam Elyon. So he thought, if you lain regular trap, and you're gonna stand up for the Aseres HaDibros and not for the rest of the Torah, so you're showing special chashivas to the Aseres HaDibros. But according to our practice that we lain Tam Ha'olyon, so what are we doing? The way the Cheskuni explains, we're having in mind to fulfill this special mitzvah. There is a special din. All year long Kriyas HaTorah is one mitzvah midrabbanan, a takana drabbanan. To lain Kriyas HaTorah, Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Yishal lain Hashem V'chamishin Yishab is fine. But when you lain on Shavuos, or our minig is even when you lain on Yisroel V'aschan, and we lain Tam Ha'olyon, so we're laning it for, even on Yisroel V'aschan, we're laning it for the sake of fulfilling this mitzvah, in case somebody was sick on Shavuos, it didn't go to shul, in case somebody missed it, so let him have in mind now, like the Mogen Avraham says, in case he missed Parsha Zohar, in case he missed Parsha Zohar on Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, so listen when they lain, that Parsha Sa Shavua. The Baal Kori should have in mind, and the Tzibah should have in mind, whoever missed should be Yotzei that time. So we lay in the same parsha three times a year, and all three times we have in mind to be yotzei this special mitzvah of laying parshas Maimon Har Sinai. So that's why we lay in Tam Ha'elyon, to reenact, to relive the Maimon Har Sinai. So there's nothing wrong with standing up. All year long we don't stand up because we only have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. But on Shavuos, or even on Yisroel V'aschanan, since we're laying with Tam Ha'elyon, and the Cheskuni says we're putting in Meturgamon, in order to make it Zeichel Maimon Har Sinai. So we want to make a bigger Zeichel Maimon Har Sinai, so we stand. The standing is clearly just to make a Zeichel Maimon Har Sinai, because people were standing at the occasion of Har Sinai. Even though we... If you stand by Rav Kriyas HaTorah, then the Bechlal is no problem. The whole problem only is, the Rambam says, if all year long the people sit, and only in Aseres HaDibros they stand, then it's a problem. I don't know, apparently Oz Yashir, that doesn't pose any problem if you want to stand. Why the meaning is that they stand, basically. But that doesn't pose a problem. What's the problem to give more hashivas to Oz Yashir? No one will, there won't be any tarumas on this. It won't pose any problem. But the Gemara says, Aseres HaDibros, that's going to be a problem of tarumas on this.
The governor stay Oz Yashir is there. You stand by davening.
By Oz Yashir, we stand in davening. Yeah, I don't know. Because of the Gilu Shchina. So that's why it means. So that's why they stood, because of the Gilu Shchina. So we also we're zeicher to the fact that they had to stand because of the Gilu Shchina. Could be that says. I don't know. Maybe it says.
This mitzvah reenactment. Did you say, is it an Asay or the Rabbah? Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan? The reenactment.
The Ramban says it's the Raisa.
No, the Ramban. No, the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah to lain Parshas Maimon Har Sinai.
My question is, he numed as one of the Tariq mitzvahs, or that's just
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Which one does he say? Which mitzvah it is?
This is it. Yeah, pasuk in Devarim. It's a pasuk in Devarim. It's in the Chumash. It says okay. You have a Chumash too. How does the pasuk begin? Yeah, that pasuk. So Ramban writes on that pasuk in Chumash that that's a lefi daiti. It's chamishi. He writes lefi daiti. That's one of the mitzvahs atayru. Somewhere over here. I don't find it, but somewhere over here in Vaishana. Right. So the Ramban says that that's one of the mitzvahs HaTorah. Yeah. The Mogen Avraham doesn't quote the Ramban, but he quotes the Alkut Shemayin, he says like that. Independently of the Ramban.
Oh, I'm testing. Dvarim Dalet, let's see.
Dvarim Dalet? Yeah, that's in Voskhan. Perik Tess?
Dvarim Dalet.
Dalet.
Pasuk Tess and Pasuk Yir. Ah, it's not in Chamishi, it's in Sheni. It's in Sheni Voskhan. Perik Dalet, Pasuk Tess. Okay. Rak Yisham Lecha Shmona Nashchad, Pentishke Chesed Dvar Mishar Rowin. That's right. Right. So Ramban writes on that pasuk that lefi daiti, this is one of the tayag mitzvahs. Right in the minyan mitzvahs, in the sefer mitzvahs, when he has his disagreements with Ram, he doesn't mention it. He doesn't repeat it. There are a few things like yishev eretz yisrael he has on the, in his pirush al Torah, then he repeats it in the minyan mitzvahs, in sefer mitzvahs. This one he doesn't repeat. He has others. He has the chiras chet miryam. He does repeat in the sefer mitzvahs.
Yeah.
But this one he doesn't repeat. And he writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs about Zechiras Chet HaEgel, he's Mesupik, whether it's a mitzvah the Deres or only the Shor. But this one he does not mention. I don't know why. The Midrashim point out, and the Tanakh has like that, that the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel is compared to different relatives. The Rebbeinu Shlom loves Bnei Yisrael, so he calls us Lamana Chai B'Reyai, calls us a brother, he calls us a sister, he calls us a mother. Yeah, a son, a daughter, every Lashon Shalchiba, and then he finally calls us a wife. He calls us a wife. That's what the Shir HaShirim and other places, that's the closest relationship. The closest relationship between two human beings is a husband and a wife, that we say Yishtik Kegufoy. We usually say, let's say, if I'm a cousin or I'm a brother, so I'm a korif to the other person. So if you have three edim, and one of them is a korif, so there's a din of nimtzeach and an edim kor apostle, ed is kul and betela. But what happens if one of the edim is the baldover alein? So then the rabbit says there's no din of nimtzeach and an edim kor apostle because the baldover's bechlal doesn't have a shem ed at all. That's the rabbit's pshat in the sugya palgin and dibura. The rabbit has a whole different pshat on the side of the Rambam, he has it. And Hilchasedis and the Rishonim quoted in Sanhedrin and Dafyud and the Sugya Pagina Dibur. So the Rabbit learns in the Gemara that the Gemara has a suffix, what about when the husband is testifying about his wife, for or against? He's testifying about his wife. There are three witnesses, and one of them happens to be the husband of the woman. So what's over there? Do you treat that like a relative? Or do you treat that like a baldover? So the Rabbit learns that was the Maskonos HaGemara, that you don't, you say Ishti Kegufa by an Isua, by an Arusa, Takanat. If it's only Eris, then it's a relative, and you say Nimtzeach and Edim Karv Apostle, so even the other two Edim are also not acceptable. But if it's after Nisuan already, then you say Ishti Kegufa, Balkisht and Ishti Kegufa, then the husband is treated like a baldover. And Lekula, so he's Bechlal not in the Parsha of Edis at all, and they wouldn't passel up the other two Edim. So that's why the Rabbanu Shalom's relationship with Klal Yisrael is described as one of a husband and a wife, to demonstrate that it has the closest kurva possible. So that's what many of the Farshim point out, the Rabbi Yudah Levi and the Sefer HaKuzari and the Ibn Ezra, Eskakasha. Some say the Ibn Ezra was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yudah Levi. It's not exactly clear. So they discuss the Kasha. Why does it say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotze Sichem Yeretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodah? So they say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Horshe Barasi Eskolo Elam Kuloi. Why such a batlones? Why such a little only for the Klal Yisrael? So the Meforshim say no. Adirab, the Rabbanu Shlolem is speak. Adirab, the Rabbanu Shlolem has the Memshola over the whole world. Kila Hashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim. The Rabbanu Shlolem has the Memshola over the whole world, but the Melech, the Malchus, he only has over Klal Yisrael. The Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs quotes the Medrash on this pasuk that says, "An Anochi Hashem Elokecha." The Bahag does not count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, and the Rambam says, "Tell him he doesn't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha. How can it be that he doesn't count?" The Gemara says, "How do you know that they're a Taryag?" It's a Gemara fakir. The Gemara says you have to count it. The Gemara says, "How do you know they're a Taryag Mitzvahs?" Namulol Moshe Misinai, because it says Torah Tzivolon Moshe Marashi Kilus Yankel Torah the Gematrias Tafresh Yud Aleph. And they're only missing two to make Tafresh Yud Gimel. And Anoch Eliyahu Chol Mipi Agvura Shamayim. These two, the Rebbeinu Shlom told us directly. Anoch Hashem Elokecha. And then later on it says, Laisisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. It doesn't say Laisisa Shmi Lashav. The first two are spoken, the Rebbeinu Shlom is talking to us. Yiluch Alei Mecherem Al Ponoi. The Rabban Shalom is talking in person. And the rest of them, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, well, but the Rabban Shalom is not saying. So that's what the Gemara says. Teretz Yivalonim Moshe, Tafrei Shud Aleph, Mitzvahs, we give him by Moshe Rabbeinu in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these two, Anoich Eliyachom, and Piyad Gvorosh Mayim. So you see that these are two mitzvahs. Anoich Eliyachom, the two mitzvahs. How can the Bahak say Anoich is not a mitzvah? That's the Rambam's kash. Them is, it's a kash, even according to the Rambam, all the Meforshim point out, because Eliyachom has four mitzvahs. So the Glataka, it says, Eliyachom Alimachem Alponai, Lasas Luchafes Luchotman Asher Bashmaim Alasheretz Mitochas, Lushishtach Balaham Eloisa Avdain. So there are four loises over here. And it's counted as four. All the money on mitzvah is counted as four. They're four different things. You're not allowed to make an avodah zarah even for somebody else. I just do it for a living. I'm going to give it to someone else. Even if you don't believe in it, and even if you didn't make it, someone wants you to bow down, you're not allowed to bow down. But you're not permitted to do the avodah kiddarki. You're not allowed to do any avodahs. Li'ilucho is a big machloikis the mefarshim have. Machloikis, what does it mean? Li'ilucho li'machem alpana. There are four lavin in the second of the dibbers. That's a question. You're not allowed to do asiya. You're not allowed to do ishtachvoy. You're not allowed to do avoid. What is lo? So the Ramban says that you're not allowed to believe in any other gods alponai as shutzvim together with me. You'll believe in me, but you'll also believe that I have an assistant, a trinity, whatever. So lo yilocha limachem alponai. You're not allowed to believe in anything else in addition to the Rabbanu Shlom. That's how the Ramban says.
Who can be, you shouldn't possess.
Oh, and the Ramban, the Mechilta says you shouldn't, you may not possess, even if you didn't manufacture it. Somebody comes and he gives me my ton, he gives me a little getchkin. I go digging in Chreis archaeology, I go digging and I find a getchkin that some people worship. So I'm not allowed to keep it in my possession. Where's the lav not to believe in Avodah Zorah? So the Mechilta apparently holds that's included on Nochi Hashem Lakecha. Anochi means I'm the one and only God, so that's moving me'el of Anochi. That's how the Medrash says. Why does it say Anochi? Why doesn't it say Ani? Why does it say Anochi instead of Ani? Except as the Medrash says, I'm not sure exactly what this means in the Mashmos of Lashon HaKodesh. The Medrash says that the word Anochi means I am the same one who did Kriyas Yamsuf, and the same one who did Makas Bechoris, and the same one who did Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the same one who's here at Maimon HaSinai, even though the Rabban Shalom appears at different times, as if
different
personalities, as if a different character. Says Anochi means I'm the one and the same all along. That's how the Medrash says the Mashmos of Anochi is. So the Mechilta understands Anochi, the Midrashim and the Tanaim say Anochi already includes that you're not allowed to believe in any other Avodah Zorah. So what is Le'yolach Alimachem Alpanai? What does that mean? So the Mechilta understands you're not allowed to keep any Avodah Zorah in your possession. And the Ramban claims that's only Adas Yochid in the Mechilta. That's only one Tana's opinion. And the Pashup Shat is not so. He claims the Pashup Shat, very strange, the Maralmi Prague has a whole Sefer, Teferis Yisrael, on Maimon HaSinai. Talks by Riches about every word on the parish of Maimon HaSinai. So he doesn't like this Ramban. He says, how can the Ramban disagree with Tatan? He says, the Ramban says that it's a Das Yachid. He says, where does he see that it's a Das Yachid? How did he say that it's a Das Yachid? He says, that's the Poshup Shat in all of Tanoim. That Lo Yilucha means that you're not permitted to possess an Avodah Zorah, and you're not to believe in any Avodah Zorah. That's included in Anochi. The Medrash said the word Anochi means I'm the one and only God. So the Rambam's Kasha against the Bahag, how come he doesn't count Anochi Hashem Lokech as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs on Ophani Gemara, that Anochi counts as a mitzvah? That Gemara is a Shver Gemara according to the Rambam also. The Gemara says that Anochi Lilcha Atu, and that's Mashlim, the Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, Pesach HaPele. Lo Yilcha is the second Dibur, but Lasas Lilcha Fesu B'chal Tmuna, and all the rest, is Ki Anochi Hashem Lokech. It's still the Rabban Shalom is speaking. In Pasuk Kei, Ki Anochi Hashem Lokech Kel Kana Poked. He's speaking. So you have four Lavim over here. So Stam HaKashe. Till I see so, yeah. So Stam Akasha, even according to the Rambam, is Akasha.
Yeah.
It's a problem. We don't know exactly what the Bahag does, but the Gemara, we don't know exactly what the Rambam is going to do. The Noise Kelim Matan Zech over there. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. How come he didn't? What does he do with the Gemara of Anoch Eliyelecho?
It's
a problem. There's a problem according to the Rambam also. It's going to be a problem. We don't know exactly how to be Miyashin. But why doesn't the Bahag count this mitzvah? So the Ramban says it's a Dover Pashut. What do you mean? The Rabban Shalom is going to command us to believe in him? Manushah, if you believe, if you believe, you can't command to believe. If a person is a non-believer, so it's not shaykh. So the Ramban quotes a Medrash, where the Medrash says, Moshe Lamelech came to a Medina, and the people said, oh, give us laws. So the Melech says, what do you mean I should give you laws? First you have to be Mekabel Ol Malchusi Alechem. First you coronate me, you accept me as your king. If you've been Mekabel Ol Malchusi Alechem, then I'll be happy to function as a king. So first they accepted him as a Melech, and then he gave laws. So too, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, Malchus Abrotzin Kibbal Alayim, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, they all accepted Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Bakriyas Yamzer Hashem Yimloch Yonavoy, they accepted his Malchus. So once they accepted his Malchus, so he says, now, Achshav Shekibbalta Malchusi, now Kabbalu Zei Roysai. So that's what the Ramban says, the Bahag understood, that the first Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is just a preamble, that's just an introduction to all the mitzvahs out there. It shouldn't be farechent as a mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he's reminding them, Asher Hotzei Sichom, the Eretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim, that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you were Mekabel Ol Malchusi Aleichem, he said, Hashem Elokecha Yolam Vod, Malchus Abratzin Kibbal Aleichem. So now he says the first mitzvah is the Yiloch Aleim Acherim Alponai, whatever that means, not to possess Avodah Zarah, and not to believe in others, whatever the first mitzvah is in Pasuk Gimel Yilocha. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha per se is not a mitzvah, that's just the introduction, that's just the...
that you were Mekabel.
Right, he's reminding them that they had already been Mekabel Ol Malchus Aleim. So the Ramban writes that he understands the Bahag very well. Taka Pele. How does the Rambam understand that Anochi Hashem Elokecha should be farechent as a mitzvah? Logically, it doesn't make any sense. Monashach, if the person doesn't believe, so how can there be a mitzvah? How can the Rabban Shalom command that we should believe in him if we don't believe? So obviously the Torah is given to people who do believe in the existence of the Bari Olam. We run the Kabbalah Machusa. So what is the meaning of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? What does it mean? So you look in the Rambam, in the Yad HaZokah, when the Rambam writes this mitzvah, in the beginning he writes mitzvah sesa leida sheyesham boriyam manik l'chol ha'olamos. What does it mean leida? What does it mean leida? So the Baal HaTanya writes in the beginning of his sefer, da'as elakei avicha. There's such a pasuk that David HaMelech tells the son Shlomo HaMelech, da'as elakei avicha. What kind of a lashon is that da? So the Baal HaTanya quotes the pasuk in Bereishis, vayeda ha'odam eschava ishtoi, and then she became pregnant and she had the baby, she had the children. So what does vayeda mean? That they were together. So Vayeda is Miloshen Hischabrus. So the Baal HaTanya speaks about Chochma Bina Das, what the Lashon is, what's the Chilek in Chochma Bina Das. So he says Das means when the person has a Hischabrus with this information in his mind, a lot of things you have in the back of your mind, if you ask the person, what are some of the names on the Declaration of Independence? So if you'll think for a while, I don't remember, John Hancock, some of the others, I don't remember exactly who signed an Israeli Declaration of Independence. Tell me, you'll start to think about somebody in the back of your mind. But these are not things that you're thinking about all the time.
Tip of fingers.
Yeah, so this mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, means you should always, this should, that's the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Tei. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sondim. That's the mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you believe in me. You should always be conscious and aware of the fact that I'm always around, and you should never be misiach das from that. That's what it means, das elokei avicha. It doesn't, not that Rabbanu Shalom commands us to believe in him, not Muhammad. That's how it says, the Acharonim talk about the stira between the Rambam and the Yad HaZokah, as opposed to what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes Lahamin, you should have emunah that God exists, and in the Yad HaZokah he writes later. So as Rab Chaim Heller points out, Rab Chaim Heller retranslated the Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Arabic into Hebrew again, like Rav Kapach also retranslated in the Arabic. So he points out that the Arabic word, the original word that the Rambam used, is not mukhrach, that it means lahamin. It could be that it also means leida. And leida doesn't necessarily say some, what was exactly the stira? What was the stira in the first place? That here he says lahamin and here he says leida. Rab Chaim Heller says, b'chal there's no stira, the Arabic word, the same as leida. The Nishkin stira. What if it's Lahamin, what's the stira? What's the stira? So some understood that the stira is, they have pilpulim and pilpulim. Some understood Lahamin just means emunah pshuta. And leida means to philosophize. So mitzvah to delve into philosophy. So the Baal HaTanya thinks that it doesn't necessarily mean that. Leida means never to be mesiach das. Das elokei avicha doesn't mean to philosophize. It means shivisa Hashem lenegdi sama, that a person should have a hischabrus with this information, shouldn't be in his latent memory, in the back of his mind, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be in the front of his mind, should never be Mesiach Das from that. So So the Rambam holds that this is varechent as a mitzvah. Neoch Hashem Elokecha is the first of the Aseret HaDibros, and it's the first
mitzvah. Five Alimamins are all about Hashem's word.
Yeah.
So it's also about the Rambam. So he writes five times the same thing what you say. That to note, he puts in those five Alimamins.
Yeah, the Pashtus is some Achronim write, and there's a little safe on the Ram called Yad HaKtanon. The Achronim sometimes quote the Pesach Tshuva, sometimes quotes by an anonymous Mechaber. It doesn't say who wrote it. Some say it was a Balabos. He wasn't there. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a big Goyim. But he wasn't, he was a Seicher. He was a businessman, they say. So he writes in the Yad HaKtanah, he thinks that all the 13 animamins, he thinks, are included in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokech. The mitzvah is to have emunah. What do you mean to have emunah? We should believe. The Baruch Shalom can't command us to believe. It means we should always have in mind all of the Ikori HaMunah. We should never be Mesiach Das from any of the Ikori HaMunah. Not just not to be Mesiach Das from Mitzius Hashem. We should always have in mind all of the Ikori HaMunah. But that's the machlokes. Is the Ramban defends the opinion of the Bahag. He thinks he can understand why Anochi is just the introduction to the Aseret HaDibros. It's the first of the Aseret HaDibros, but he understands the Bahag, who thinks that it shouldn't be counted as a mitzvah seser, because it's pashut, it doesn't make sense to say that it should be a mitzvah. So because the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel is so close, described in all the Lushanus of Chiba, my son, my daughter, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, all of that, then a husband and a wife, the whole Shir HaShirim is like that. So that's why the Tanoim have a comment in the last Mishnah in Tainus. Sener Eine Ben Ansiyam HaMelech Shalom Patar Shet V'Yom Chasenosoi V'Yom Simchas Liba, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, so they say Yom Chasenosoi is Matan Torah. Maimon HaSinai was a Chasene. Yom Simchas Liboy was the Binyan HaMishkan. What does that mean? So the Pasha Pshat probably means that what's the difference between an Arusa and an Nesua? An Arusa is an Eish Yisish Shaloi B'Beis HaBaal. An Nesua is an Eish Yisish B'Beis HaBaal. Whenever it says Beis is a Ishtoi, so the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel on Beis, that that's only by Nesua, the Kangod Lan Yom Kippur. Says the Kangod Lan Yom Kippur has to be married, so it's not enough. He only has Erisin. He has to have Nisuin also. If he only has Erisin, it's not called Beis Zuishta. So if the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a very special relationship by the time of Maimon HaSinai, that's the Erisin. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say the Kesef Kiddushin was the Luchas. That was intended to serve as the Kesef Kiddushin. He said that the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchas, so he prevented Bnei Yisrael from becoming Chayiv Misa because of Eishes Isha Zinsot. They worshipped Avodah Zarah by the Eagle. He prevented. How did he prevent them from being Chayiv Misa? They were already married with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So he said, no, the Midrashim say, I don't know exactly where the Medrash is, but he said, the Shteit Midrashim, Alpi Alochi Azoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach lohailocha by the Luchas Rishonis. By the Luchas Shnius, he was a shliach lekabbalah. By the Luchas Rishonis, he was a shliach lohailocha. So he says, by the Luchas Rishonis, he was a shliach lohailocha. So if he doesn't deliver the Kesi Kiddushin, so there's no Kiddushin. So that's how Rashi quotes the Medrash. He wanted to save Bnei Yisrael from being chayv misa, for worshipping the Eagle, for worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he never delivered the Kesi Kiddushin. The first time Mistama, the Pshat, I don't know where the Medrash is, I don't know what it means, but I was assuming that probably the difference was the following, that the first time, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai, so where did he get the stone from? So the Pasuk says, V'aluchas Maisa Lekim Heima, V'hamichta Michta V'lekim Hu. So what does it mean, V'aluchas Maisa Lekim Heima? So the Medrash says, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, it was from Tachas Kisi HaKovet, the stone from which the Luchas Rishonis were made, was not from Oyel HaMazah, it wasn't regular stone that came from Har Sinai.
Made Arab Shabbos?
Yeah, 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 I think so. So the Chazal say that it's a psaruchni is dika stone, it's a different kind of a thing. Haluchas Maisa Lekim Heimah, that's what it means. The Rebbeinu Shlom took the stone from Tachas Kisi HaKovet, V'amichta Michta V'lekim Hu Choros HaLuchas, it was engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the second. So the Rebbeinu Shlom gave everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came with empty hand, did nothing. He came up on Har Sinai with his jacket, that's all, with his tie. Came up for Kabbalah HaTorah. After Maimon HaSinai came up to receive the Luchas, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him and engraved it and he told him to deliver it. So he never delivered it, he smashed it before he delivered it. By the Luchas Shnius, the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Psalocha Shnei Luchas Avonim, you carve it out and you bring it up to heaven, you put it out, and I'll engrave it. So as soon as the Rebbeinu Shlom put the Ksav on the Luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu was the shlich l'kabbalah. Shein, that was ready. As if Moshe Rabbeinu came with a box and the Baruch Shem put in the ksav. So that was ready. The kabbalah sa kesef kiddushin. But the first time he came empty-handed, he came with nothing. So the Baruch Shem gave us the ksav with the luchas, with everything, and he said, go deliver it. So he never delivered it,
It's not have a dover of shamamish, the ksav just, if the Baruch Shem gave one the ksav, it's not a dover of shamamish, if you're going to go.
Beisichnisht, I don't know. So the Tanoiman seemed to understand that the Erisin was accomplished, apparently the Kesef Kiddushin to make the Erisin was the Luchos. So that's what it says, B'yom Chasin Asai, Zeh Matan Torah, the Luchos, the Ksav of the Luchos, or the Luchos themselves, the Avonim of the Luchos was supposed to be the Kesef Kiddushin. And then how do you accomplish Nisuin? How do you accomplish Nisuin? So you... I don't know. Except it's the it would. How do you do hachnasa l'rishus? How do you do? What does it mean nisuin? Nisuin means hachnasa l'rishus. So there's a whole machlekes in Rishonim. How do you do nisuin? Erisin says in the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, either b'keset b'shtar or b'biyah. Hoisha nikmas b'sholosh b'achm. Nisuin never says mefurish how you make. So in Shulchan Aruch there are different opinions whether Badekin is the Nisuin or the Chuppah. The Rambam says the Chuppah is the Nisuin, and Mechaber quotes the Rambam the Yichud is the Nisuin. And the Vilna Gaon says when they go home, after the whole dinner is all over, when they go home, that's the Nisuin. Different opinions. The Chatzar Beis HaKnesses says, all different opinions of Shulchan Aruch, what's the Nisuin? But the point is, why is it so vague? Because the way to make Nisuin is Hachnasa L'Rishus. The whole idea of Nisuin is that during Erisin she's an Eishas Ish, Shaloi B'Beis HaBaal, and the Nisuin makes her into an Eishas Ish B'Beis HaBaal. So that's accomplished by Hachnasa L'Rishus. So what constitutes Hachnasa L'Rishus? So that's all the different opinions. How you do hachnasa l'shusa? Others put a talis.
Yeah.
For us, the kanafecha alama secha. So this fard may have a meaning that they put a talis over the chasim kala. That's for us, the kanafecha alama secha. That's the hachnasa l'shusa. All different shittas. How do you do hachnasa l'shusa? So the Mishnah says, Yom Simchas Liba is there, binyan ha-mishkan. When they built the Mishkan, so that's called Beis Hashem. And when the Bnei Yisrael walked into the Mishkan, so that was the hachnasa l'shusa. That was the Gemara. That was the Nisun. So the Tanoim understand that the Kabbalah Zatara was the beginning of this special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. And the Gemara of the Yishus was Al Yidei the Binyan HaMishkan, and that was the Hachnasa L'Rishusai. So that's what they point out. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't want to say, Anochi Hashem, Elokei HaShemayim, Elokei HaRetz, Asher Barasi Es Hakol. He's not talking about his memshala. The Ummah Sodom didn't accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. The only Ummah who so far accepted Rabbanu Shalom is Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael said, Hashem Yimlach Liyon Avod. As the Pasuk says, Kel Hashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim. Over the Goyim he has memshala, but he doesn't have Melucha. The Melucha is only that we should accept him. Lasid Lava, yeah, Rosh Hashem Melech HaKol Haaretz. Lasid Lava, he'll be the Melech HaKol Haaretz. So here, it's just like the Ramban quoted that Medrash, just like the Melech comes to the Medina and the people say, give us a law. So he says, first, Kablu Malchusi Aleichem. And afterwards, then I'll be happy to give you law. So that's the opening pasuk and the Aseres Adivus. Anoch Hashem Lakecho, Asher Hotzei Sichu, is speaking about the Kabbalah on Malchus Shaman that they had at the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then, this is the Hakdama to all of the Mitzvah Sater. So that's why he doesn't give a Hakdama, Anochi Hashem Asher Baros Hashemayim Bo'aretz. Nobody was Mekabal. The other Rom Salim were not Mekabal him as the Melech. So what good is it that he's going to give laws? Mitchila kablu al malchusi aleichem, and then I'll begin to give him. So that's why he only concentrates on the klal yisrael. Anochi Hashem aloi kecho, Hashem hotzei sicho, me'eretz Mitzrayim. He says he took us out of Mitzrayim, and at that time we were kablu al malchusi aleinu. So for us, it's shayach to go weiter, to go to the next step.
You once said that Ma'amad Har Sinai was nisui, and Hashem is Sinai book v'chusna yosim v'tnai kala.
Rashi quotes like that, yeah. Rashi quotes like that.
Basically.
Chosna Yetze Lifne Hakalo is usually in between Erisin and Nisuin, yeah. So where exactly was the Erisin? Where the Erisin was before? I don't know. That's a Chazal, right? Rashi quotes like Chosna Yetze Lifne Hakalo. I don't know.
What's the Kofa Halakha Gigas?
Kafalim Hakigigis. Some Rishonim say that Kafalim Hakigigis was the chuppah, that was the nisuim. But that this the pashtus in the Mishnah, I think, is not so. That the chuppah, I don't know if the chuppah was. The Gemara says Kafalim Hakigigis was the that should be bal kocha.
That shouldn't be able to divorce them.
Right, right. The Gemara says Kafalim Hakigigis was just that it's about bal kocha. Right, right.
I was told that
one of the brothers said a shagitya lama. What kind of hetter is it? It's a mitzvah. Why do you want to express a shagitya lama? It's just like the Varnashar did chuppah first and then the kedushin afterwards. So the b'yevet, if we do it also that way, it would also be good. So if you do chuppah first and then do the soon afterwards, if not afraid, the chuppah becomes effective.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the Varnashar did it, by the chasina, a shagitya lama, they gave us a hetter like
that. Some Rishonim do say like that, that the Kaf Aleihem Hakigigis was the Chup. Some say like that. So the Rishonim write, and the Tashbetz, the Sefer Tashbetz, written by Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, writes that many of the Minhagim that we have by Chasana are patterned after Maimon HaSinai, because the Chachamim had a tradition that Mishnah, B'yom Chasanasas and Maimon HaSinai, is a Matan Torah, the last Mishnah in Tainus. The Chachamim had a tradition that Maimon HaSinai was to create this relationship of Ishus between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. So they say, the Rishonim say that the minig that we have, that you march down with candles and that you have music, is because they were Kolos of Rokim. Why he Kolos of Rokim? What exactly does that mean? The koilois and the minig, some they quote from Amnachem Breslov that the minig that the chassan says Torah is because it's zechel l'mayim ha-sinai. Then they say the minig that you mafsik the chassan in the middle is zechel l'shviras haluchas. What exactly? That's what they quote from Amnachem Breslov. It's a question exactly what that means. Yeah. What is that supposed to mean? I don't know. I remember I once asked about Giftus, so he gave me a whole suggestion. He said he doesn't know, but he was guessing. He gave a whole suggestion. So what does it mean, Kolos of Rokim? What does it mean, Kolos of Rokim? So this the way... It means there was thunder and lightning. Pashup Shat, there was thunder and lightning, you know? Kolos of Rokim, thunder and lightning. So what has it got to do with music? Does it mean the Kolos means that it was a pleasant music, that it was just thunder? So there's a medrash on this pasuk, Kolos of Rokim, that it wasn't one call. That the Kolos were different for each person. Marami Prag has a long arichas on this in the Teferis. That the Kol Hashem was mischalek to each person differently. Moshe Rabbeinu heard a call that gave him Kol HaTarikulu with the Oimek and the Harchava and everything. And Noshim Ubaris, who didn't feel well, also heard a call. They heard Alpi Pashtus. And Balabatim heard such a call. And Bnei Torah heard another call. And Tamina Chachamim heard another call. Everybody heard another call. So they understand koilois. Koilois, it does mean thunder and it does mean music. It means that the koil Hashem was mischalik lekama koilois, the Bnei Yisrael.
The languages.
Yeah. On the same pasuk, right, the Medrash says that the koil Hashem was mischalik l'shivim l'Hashem. It was mischalik l'chol echad v'yechad, that everyone should understand it differently. It's a question exactly what that means. What the word called, does it mean thunder, or does it mean pleasant sounding music, or does it mean koilos for the liman hater? The Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga has a comment. Rashi quotes the Mechilta on the pasuk Gadar b'lekim is kol advarim ha'ela leimor. Why does it say as kol advarim? What is the mashmos? Gadar b'lekim is advarim ha'ela. Aseres advarim. What is kol? Usually kol is l'rabbis. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta that the Tanoim say that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared and proclaimed all the Aseres HaDibros Mamish Bevasachas, and no one understood anything. And then the Rabbanu Shalom started to say them over again slowly. So he said Enochi, and then he said La Yilcha, the four Psukim in La Yilcha, and then Bnei Yisrael said Shengenuk, Dabarata Imanu Lishma, by Dabar Imanu Lakim Pen Nomus. And then from then on, from Lassis, Hashem, 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 Moshe Rabbeinu said over the rest, and the Rabbanu Shalom didn't say. So on the one hand, the Rabbanu Shalom did say everything directly to Bnei Yisrael, all the Aseres HaDibros, all the Bevas Achas, but no one understood it. Everything was at the same time. And then in repeating it the second time, so he only got through the first two of the Aseres HaDibros. So the Marami Prag discusses, what was the kunz, what was the significance in saying everything Bevas Achas, if no one understands anything anyway? What was that all about? The Chazal says, "Zochav Hashem b'dibur echad nema mashein apeil chelul dabur loy hoizen chelul d'shmoya." That goes on the second time. The first time, the way Rashi quotes in Mechilta, the first time all aseres hadibus was said b'vasachas, and no one understood a word. The second time, when the Rabban Shalom started to say over b'fratiyus, he said anochi, and he said the four psukim of liyelucha, the four lavim, and then when he got to the end of liyelucha, but then he saw sadabrata imanu v'nishma, that's enough, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over the rest, and he got to Zachar Shamar, so Moshe Rabbeinu somehow was able, Shechina Madabres Mitov Granoi. It was also, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina, but Elokim Yanena Bekol, it was Shechina Madabres Mitov Granoi, so Moshe Rabbeinu had the Kol Hashem coming out of his mouth, and he said Zachar V'Shamar B'Dibur Echod. And the people did understand it. Normally, Mashen HaPeh Yechad L'Dab of Lo'yaz N'Chay L'Dishmoya, and now they were able to hear. It was an S, everything was an S here, so that was also an S. But the first time, all 10 were said together, the Medrash says no one understood anything. If no one understands, what was the purpose of this? So the Maharal Prague has an Arichas, he claims that this was in order to teach the idea that it says in the Gemara, that Kol HaTarakula Inyan Echad, that you shouldn't think that the Ribbon Shalom gave us Nochadin, Nochadin, Nochadin. So all these different dinim that are unrelated to each other, no. All of these dinim are interrelated. Moshul, the Gemara has, we have a Kal V'Chaimah, we learn out Midin Echad L'Haveiro. Or you have Mamatzino, you learn Midin Echad L'Haveiro. The Gemara learns out that you have to bench Esrig with the Pitim up. There is no Pasuk by Esrig, the Pasuk says by the Mishkan. Ati Shishim Omdim, Kederach Di Lassim, so you learn out, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam have to be fulfilled, Kederach Di Lassim. So what's the relationship between the Kashi HaMishkan and the Dalad Minim? So the answer is Kol HaTar Kula is interrelated. Everything is like that. The Gemara learns that always midin echad lahaveira. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin has a din that if a person asks a kash in the middle of a shir that has nothing to do with the shir, so he has to apologize and ask to say shalok inyan shalti. Let's say they're learning Gittin, someone asks something on Erevin, has nothing to do. If he asks on Gittin, others don't appreciate the kash. No, but at least it's on Gittin, it's on this daf. But if a person learning Gittin, he asks on Erevin, has nothing to do. So he has to apologize, except Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, then he has a right. Right? That's how the Ran says. Then he has a right, then it's not called Shalok Inyan. Even though they're not learning that Mesichta, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, you have a right to ask. So Rav Meir disagrees in the Tosefta and Sanhedrin. He says no one ever has to apologize because that's the Lashon. Kol HaTarakula Inyan Echad. Everything is interrelated somehow or another. So the Maharal Miprak says that was the kavona behind it. The Chacham say no, it's interrelated, yeah, but still you have to apologize. You're not supposed to hakarai nimitni. It's mafsik the trend of thinking. So the Maharal Miprak claims he thinks that that's the reason why the Rabbanu Shel Olam originally gave all the aseres hadibris mamish bevasachas b'nishim achas, to bring out this idea that these aseres hadibris, there's a machloikas harishayin, what's the idea behind aseres hadibris? Rashi and Mishpatim quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Sadigoyen. Prague says the kavon of the Rabbanu Shel Olam in proclaiming all of the aseres hadibris bevasachas was in order to bring out this idea that kol ha-tarakul inyanech. So that's how the Mechilta, Rashi quotes in the Mechilta, that's how the Mechilta understands this kol ha-dorm ha-ilu. The Abelukim is kol ha-dorm ha-ilu. First, everything was said bevasachas, and then everything was said b'fratiyus, spelled out later. The Gemara in the first parak in Chagigah, here the Torah Tamim quotes it. That Gemara on base, the Gemara has in Gansen a different understanding. Kol ha-dvarim ho'eles, kol the rabbis, the shitas ha-chalukos. That sometimes you have a machloikis satanoim, and we pask in one way, so you shouldn't think that the other shita is upgefrekt, it's wrong. So the Gemara says no, that we say that eilu v'eilu dibur l'kim chayim. The Gemara has the lashon when Talmid Chachamim Mayoshvim Basifo, the Oske Matara, even though Halala Mitamim, Halala Mitarim, Halala Posnim, Halala Machshim, Halala Osm, Halala Matirim. So maybe someone should wonder, Stach is Bittel Terah to learn the other things. So he says, no, by Dabar Lakimas Kol Advarim Hoela. At the time of Amarim Hasina, the Rabbanu Shalom presented all of these possibilities. And that's how Rishonim comment on that Gemara talk in Erevin, Adaf Yud Gimel, but the Gemara has that expression. That about Bisham and Misil, that Eilu V'Eilu Dibur L'Kim Chayim, so the Ritvor, and the Marshor, and the Maharal Miprag, and others have that Lashon. They explain that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, in the Rabbanu Shalom, after Maimon Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, and the Rabbanu Shalom is teaching him Kol HaTarakula. So he asked the Rabbanu Shalom, what's the din in this case? The Rabbanu Shalom said, that case is awesome. What's the din in this case, that case, and what's the din in this case? So the Baruch Shalom said it has elements of Issa, elements of Heter, and then I leave it up to the decision of, to the understanding of the Chachmei Hador, Shebechol Davador, to paskin whether the elements of Issa are stronger, the elements of Heter are stronger. You have a lot of things, a lot of cases like that, that are gray areas of Allah. So the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kol Adram Ho'el Aleimah." He told them all its dodim, dodim lekan lekan, and it leaves up to the hachro of the Chachmei Hator, Shebechol Davador, to paskin.
Mentioned before, Rashi mentioned that Chassadim said that all 613 mitzvahs are incorporated within the Azerah Dibros. Is there a list of them? Do you know where it is now, if they want to go to a Sefer to see where he puts Taisa, where is that list? Is there a list written somewhere? Yeah, I think different Rishonim, they used to say Piyutim on Shavuos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah.
That's called Azharis. Taisa quotes Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, Rabbeinu Shimshon Hagibur, I think they called him, was Baal HaAzharis. There were many who wrote Azharis, many Baal HaTaisas in Goinim. So several of the Azharis were in that Nusach. They would list off all of the mitzvahs that belong under Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they would be mafsik. Now, list off all the mitzvahs that belong under Lo Hishtach V'Lahem and so on.
Is there a safe, that has it?
I don't have it in the house, but I think there are svarim that have it. Yeah, the Piyutim from the Rishonim and the Aseres Adibus. I think they are available. I think so.
According to the first explanation that you mentioned, Kol Adram Ho'el Aleimah, trying to say, I mean, there's meaning by Torah Shabbat Tzav to lay in Torah even without Havana. So to try to say that even though they wasn't, even if they didn't understand it, there were some veins of Torah Shabbat Tzav.
I don't know if they heard the Chiluke Tevis. I don't even know if that's the, I get the impression from the Medrash they didn't even hear the Chiluke Atevis. They didn't even hear it really. I don't know. The Gemara has in Bava Kamma, in the middle of Bava Kamma, the Gemara has a famous comment about how come the, there are several shinuyim between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnius. What does it mean, Luchas Shnius? It doesn't say, it doesn't really say in Voes Chanan that the Luchas Shnius had a different nusach from the Luchas Rishonis. It says, V'chasapi l'halachos esadvar mashir hayu al halachos harishon mashir shibarto. First they have the same nusach. It doesn't say that it was a different nusach. Except the Pasha Pshat is, perhaps, that that when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Mishnah Torah, he was explaining everything by Heitev. He was explaining everything by Riches. So Moshe Rabbeinu is ad-libbing. In Parshas Vayis Chanan, he's giving Baharchav, he's giving more Bariches, with a little more Hasbara, he's really adding on. The only thing that's a Shinui is Zoch V'Shomer, so that the Gemara has a problem with. So the Gemara says it was B'dibur Echad Nemar. So what was Taka written on the Luchas is a problem. What was the, was it written Zoch or was it written Shomer? That's Taka problem that some discuss. But the Pashtus is not that this is the text of the Luchas Rishonis and that's the text of the Luchas Shnius. The Pashtus is, the Chora was the exact same text. That's what it sounds like in the Chumash. V'chasapti ala Luchas, esadvar Mashiach hayu, ala Luchas harishon Mashiach shibati. The same Nusa. Just that Moshe Rabbeinu in Mishnah Torah is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu midas atzmoi. Like the Gemara has such a lashon. That the Mishnah Torah is not written in such a way. Mishnah Torah is dictated by Kodesh Baruch also word for word, letter for letter. But it's written in such a way as if it's not that the Rabbanu Shalom is speaking, the Rabbanu Shalom dictates the Moshe Rabbeinu to write, that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in his language. Moshe Rabbeinu, the same with the Teichecha, the Gemara draws a distinction in Megillah, that the Teichecha in B'chul Kaisa is more chomer than the Teichecha in Kisava, because the Teichecha in B'chul Kaisa is the Rabbanu Shalom is speaking, and the Teichecha in Kisava is Moshe Min Piyatzmai. What do you mean Moshe Min Piyatzmai? The Rabbanu Shalom is dictating it to Moshe Rabbeinu to write. But originally, somehow, it was a different mechina. So all of Chumash Dvarim is assumed to be like that. Moshe Mipi Atzma. So that's what the Marami Prag writes also about the text of the Aseres Adibris. It doesn't really mean that the Luchas Shnius had a different nusach. It's not talking about the Luchas Shnius. It's talking about the Luchas Rishonis also in Vayis Chana. It's not talking about the Luchas Shnius. It says he came down and he broke it. It says he broke what it says over there. He says the Pashut Pshat is that Moshe Mipiyatzma is speaking and he's adding on a Hachavas Dvarim. And the only major Shini which is not Hachavas Dvarim, that's the Zoha Vishamar. That's the one that poses a problem. So the Gemara says something about that. So the Gemara has one of the discrepancies between the Nusach that appears in Yisra and the Nusach that appears in Vayis Chanan is in connection with Kibbut Aviyim. That here it says, if you'll fulfill this mitzvah, l'man yarichon yamecha al ha'adam asher Hashem alkecha nasin loch. And there it says a different lashon. There it says, l'man yitav loch. So the Gemara in the middle of Bava Kama points out, how come it doesn't say toy by the Luchas Rishonis, and it does say toy by the Luchas Shnias? So the Gemara answers that if it would have said toy by the Luchas Rishonis, and then Moshe Rabbeinu smished it, so there wouldn't have been any more taiva for the Klal Yisrael. What kind of a lashon is that? What does that mean? If he would smash the Luchas Rishonis and would have said the Manitav Loch, there wouldn't have been any good for the Klal Yisrael anymore. So the Maharal Miprag tries always to explain Agadatis in a meaningful way. So he suggests that what it means is like this. In Parshas Bereishis, it says every day the Rabbanu Shalom created something. And then it says, Vayar Lekim Kitoy. So what does it mean, Vayar Lekim Kitoy? So the Ramban HaChumash asks on Parshas Bereishis, what do you mean the Rabbanu Shalom didn't know in advance? However, by a boss of Adam, I want to make a painting, I want to write a sefer, and I write it, and it's a flop, and it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be. I build a house, and I had chalom, it's going to be like this, and it doesn't turn out like that. So when it does turn out the way I was dreaming, so then it says, vayar ki type, oh, it turned out good in the end. But the Rabbanu Shalom, however he imagined in his mind that he wants it to be, and he gives it tzibay, I want to have a beautiful world. So it's going to come out exactly, dvarim kavayosim, exactly how he wants it. So what do you mean? He looks at what he created by Yarlakim Kitoiv, and he passes judgment. Oh, it's takik, it's the gefilten. If he wanted that, it should be pleasant. So of course, it's going to be pleasant. So the Ramban explains in Parshas Bereishis, by Yarlakim Kitoiv is a new tzivui. It's not a judgment. By Yarlakim Kitoiv,
should be good.
The Rebbeinu Shlom, when he creates something, Yesh Meayin, so really the second after it's created should flop back into non-existence. That's what the Baal HaTanya has, the second Chelek in the Tanya, Shai Yichud Damun, is all about this idea. The Ramban has an Achumish. So really, when the Rabbanu Shalom creates something, it's Keneged HaTeva. The Teva of everything is that it doesn't exist. The Rabbanu Shalom is the only one who exists. Nothing really exists. Shem Elokim Emes means he's the only thing that has real existence. Nothing else really exists in the world. So the Rabbanu Shalom said, let things come into existence. So they came into existence. So how come they don't flop back into non-existence? So the Rebbeinu Shlom made another tzivui. Yar lekim kitayv. That's what Ramban says. That was a tzivui that everything should remain like that. It should last. It's not a statement judging the quality of the results. It's rather a new tzivui that this creation should continue to exist, shouldn't disappear. So the Ramban Miprag says that's what the Gemara is talking about. How come it says toy by the second luchas and doesn't say toiv by the first luchas? How come it doesn't say the word toiv somewhere in the luchas and the mashmoes of ayara lekim kitoiv, it's tzivui that it should last? So the Gemara says because they knew that the Rabbanu Shalom knew that the luchas rishonis were asidim lehishtaber. They knew that it was going to break. What does that mean? The Rabbanu Shalom knew it was going to break. So why did they give it like that? So he quotes, Maharal Miprag quotes a Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara comments on the pasuk. We say it in the Shir Shoyim, Ani amarti lakim atem abenel yon kochem, achen ki yod mutmus, and achayachar hasam tipoilu. So the Gemara says, Ani amarti lahim atem Elohim, to the level of Malachim, that they should be able to the Mekabal Atar. Ochein, however, you sinned with the Chet HaEgel. So, and originally the Gemara had Musun, but then when you sin with the Chet HaEgel, so then I had to lower you back to the Madrege of the Bnei Adam, and you're going to die. That's how the Gemara interprets the Pasuk. So the Maharal Miprag says that the Rebbeinu Shalom raised Bnei Yisrael to such a high level, that was only a temporary elevation to such a level. The Rebbeinu Shalom knew that it's not Shaya, that they should stay on such a level. So that's why he didn't want to put the word Toiv in the Luchas Rishonis, Toiv, in that pasuk, l'man yitav loch, it means you should get reward for fulfillment of kibbut aviyah. But the Maharal Miprag takes it, if the word toiv would appear in the luchas rishonis, it means that this is going to stay like this forever. And the Rabbanu Shalom knew it cannot be. You cannot have the whole quality soul should remain like malachim forever. So that's why it bedafkit doesn't say toiv. He says in the luchas shnias it does. If it would have, what's the Gemara's lashon pasuk toiv on the Yisrael? to Musun, but then when you sin with the Chet HaEgel, so then I had to lower you back to the Madrege of the Bnei Adam, and you're going to die, Chachrasan Tepoilum. That's how the Gemara interprets the Pasuk. So the Marami Prak says that the Rabbanu Shalom raised Bnei Yisrael to such a high level, that was only a temporary elevation to such a level. The Rabbanu Shalom knew that it's not Shaya, that they should stay on such a level. So that's why he didn't want to put the word Toiv in the Luchas Rishonis, Toiv, in that pasuk, L'man Yitav Lach, it means you should get reward for fulfillment of Kibbut Aviyah. But the Marami Prak takes it, if the word Toiv would appear in the Luchas Rishonis, it means that this is going to stay like this forever. And the Rabbanu Shalom knew it cannot be. You cannot have the whole Klal Yisrael should remain like Malachim forever. So that's why it Bedafke doesn't say Toiv. He says in the Luchas Shniyos it does. If it would have, what's the Gemara's lashon? Paska Toiv on Yisrael. So he says if the Rabbanu Shalom would have commanded that it should be Toiv, it should stay like this, and then there would be a failure. So then it means that the Rabbanu Shalom's attempt to give the Torah to this world failed. So he didn't want that anyone should think that his attempt failed. That people can sin later on. But it's not a failure. So that's why he left out the word Toiv, because this whole matzav of Maimon HaSinai was such a supernatural matzav, he only intended it that it should be as a Hayru Ashur. It wasn't shaykh that should be of a lasting nature. So that's why he didn't even in the first place, he never had, he never gave a tzivui that this should be of a lasting nature.
In the marble he destroyed
it. Basically. Why it doesn't say Tev in the Luchas?
Some say that the whole letter Tes is missing from
never
the
says, yeah, the Luchas, it never says the letter Tes. Yeah. Many Rishonim assume that the Luchas are divided into two parts. I don't know if this is Midrashim. Rishonim and Goyim have like this. Some of the Goyim have that the first five Luchas are Ben Adam LaMokim, and the second five Luchas are Ben Adam LaHaverim. The first five Dibras are Ben Adam LaMokim, right. The first five Dibras are Ben Adam LaMokim right away raises the problem with Kabedas Avicha Ve'asimecha. That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses that topic. Me'echate said, why should you say Kibbut Aviyim is Ben Adam LaMokim? Why is it a Ben Adam LaMokim? So the Pashup Shat, many quote the Gemara in Kiddushin, Marami Praga, many others quote the Gemara in Kiddushin. In the end of the first paragraph, where the Gemara says, Shloshi Shut from the age of Adam, the father and the mother and the Rabbanu Shalom all participate in bringing about the existence of a human being. And if a person is Mechabed his parents, who are Shut from to the Rabbanu Shalom, Fatim Mechabed the Rabbanu Shalom, so Ein Lo Guf, we don't see him. So if a person is Mechabed his parents, so the Rabbanu Shalom considers it as if they had been mechabed him, because they are partners. And if one is mezalzel in the kibbut av of the parents, so the Rabbanu Shalom says it's a good thing that I wasn't there. They would have been mezalzel in my kibbut as well. So some say that that's what this kavana is, that kibbut aviyim is considered a mitzvah shebin adam lamakim, in the sense that it's an indirect way to be mechabed the Rabbanu Shalom. The Meshech Chachma points that you have to say that it's a mitzvah shebin adam lamakim. You see, the Goyim say this word, that the first five are ben adam lamakim and the next five ben adam lachaveira. Does it really say it in the Gemara anywhere? We don't have any mokas. So the Meshech Chachma says, yeah, it's an off in the Gemara. What are the differences? Are there any differences in halacha between a mitzvah shebin adam lamakim as opposed to a mitzvah shebin adam lachaveira? So there are several differences. One difference is, can you be moichel the mitzvah? A mitzvah shebin adam lachaveira, you can be moichel. A mitzvah shebin adam lamakim, how are you a balabas to be moichel? There's a Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says that what if someone is ma'anis, a woman, so the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, v'loy seili yisho, that the one who's ma'anis, the woman, has to, if she wants, if she doesn't want it, but if she wants, he has to marry her, lo yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav. So the Mishnah says, and what happens if the woman is from the Chai B'lavin? Let's say a kohen was ma'anis a grusha, Yisrael is ma'anis a mamzeres. So also you say that lo yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav, loy seili yisho, so the Mishnah says no. If she's an Ishu Hasura, I love, so the Gemara says not. So the Gemara says, why don't you say yes, Adelcha Loi Sesei? So the Gemara says, no. Yom Loi Be'ino, if she says, Andaf Mem. The Gemara says, Yom Loi Be'ino, if she says, I don't want to marry him. Ni'isa L'Esei Klal, there is no Esei. So therefore, even if she says, I do want, she's a Mamzeris, and she says, I do want to marry him. But since if she would say no, there wouldn't be a mitzvah, so therefore you don't say yes, Adelcha Loi Sesei. Why not? But she says yes. If she'll say no, she'll say no. But right now she says yes, I do. I'm a mamzeres, and I'm having a difficult getting a shidduch. And now this guy was manas me, so I got a guy. So he has to marry me. So I want him to marry me. Why not? So the Ramban has, Tosfos has a different shot. The Ramban on that Gemara says that the pshat in the Gemara is that esay deichalay sesay only applies and mitzvah shebedonam lamokim is deichalay sesay. Mitzvah shebedonam chaveiroi is never deichalay sesay. The Ramban quotes that's the pshat in the Gemara in Bava Mitzi and Daf Laman Aleph, and the Gemara says that by Hashavas Aveda, let's say a Koyin sees an Aveda in the Beis HaKvaros. So the Gemara learns that from Pasuk, the Hisalam, the Pamishat and Misalam, that if it's a Koyin and the Aveda is Beis HaKvaros, he's not allowed to go. You don't say Esa Dechalai Sese. The Gemara says, you need a Pasuk to tell you, don't say Esa Dechalai Sese. I know that without a Pasuk. Midachina Nisuri Mikami Mamayna. Whoever heard? Hashavas Aveda is a Mamayna, and a Koyin be Mitamal Amesim is Yisur Midachina Nisuri Mikami. What does that mean? So Ramban says that's what it means. Yisura means a mitzvah shebir al ma'amokam, and mamayna means a mitzvah shebir al ma'chaveir. V'zeh ha'klal. Esei deichalais esei only applies a mitzvah shebir al ma'amokam could be doicha. A mitzvah shebir al ma'chaveir is never doicha. So Ramban says then that's what it means over here also in the Gemara Ksubas Daf Mem. The Gemara wants to establish whether the mitzvah of lois seili isha, what kind of a mitzvah is that? Is that bin al ma'amokam or is that bin al ma'chaveir? Is that mamayna or is that yisura? So the Gemara says the criterion to determine whether it's Bainal Mahmokam or Mahamir, can she be Michael? If she can be Michael, is that then that she's the Balabas? So you see the whole mitzvah is Bainal Mahavera. If it would have been a mitzvah, she'd be Bainal Mahavera. If it wouldn't be Bainal Mahavera, she wouldn't be a Balabas to be Michael. So since the Gemara says, Yomer loy be'ino, if she says I'm Michael, me, say l'essay klal, there's no essay. So that proves that it's a mitzvah, she'd be Bainal Mahavera. So the Mela, you apply the klal, midachina misurim kama mamayna. So according to the way the Ramban puts together two Gemaras, you have already two klolim. You have two chilukim between a mitzvah shemir al ma'amokim as opposed to bin adam ha'chaver. One is that you don't say esed decha lo isesei by mitzvah shemir al ma'chaver, can't be doicha. And one is that it's not shaykh to have mechila. Sometimes you have mechila by kibbut aviyim, so the post can discuss it. Ma'am shik has all true, but how come you have mechila by kibbut aviyim if it's really bin adam ma'amok?
How do you have mechila by lesir tzach, lesinaf? Lesinaf, lesir tzach, how do you have mechila? It's bin adam ha'chaver.
It could be that it is, let's say, Leistirzach, there's a din, I'm not allowed to kill myself. So it could be that if I give you permission to kill me, if I kill someone else, it's a bigger aveira than committing suicide. So it could be that if I ask you to kill me, why do I ask you to kill me? Let's say I'm suffering terrible pain. And it makes sense. It makes sense that I should ask you to do me a favor and kill me. So it could be that in such a case, that I'm not meshuga, I'm making a reasonable request, it could be that the mechila does take effect. And when you'll kill me, it'll only be anisa, like committing suicide. It won't be the yisa bin adam ha'chaveru. It'll only be the yisa bin adam ha'mokam, which the Minchas Chinuch says takaloa. Minchas Chinuch and a few poskim hold, like the Minchas Chinuch, they hold that if a person commits suicide, it's only misa b'dei shamayim. That is chayv, is not chayv misa bezen. Mashenikin, if I kill someone else, it's misa bezen. What's an afkamina?
He's dead.
So he gives an afkamina if it come late with the rabbi. Gives an afkamina if it come late with the rabbi.
No, you're saying an afkamina
to kill the ratzeach. To kill the ratzeach could also be a afkamina. No, but let's say if I kill myself. He said, Mahaskina says if a person commits suicide, so tuturuf achidish, it says, Anochi edrish me'imoy. Shafech tam hodam, bottom dam mishavach, it says there. Is how does it say in Parshas Noach?
Yeah.
It says there. Achaz dimchal nashe sechem edrosh. So the Gemara understands the lashon edrosh always means misa b'dei shamayim. It doesn't mean misa bezen. So he is machadish that is takano misa bezen. If a person commits suicide, is machaim. So he says, what's an afkamina? If he's dead, he's dead. So he says, no. What if he was mazik somebody b'idno b'vasachas in the process of taking his own life? So he says, if I'm mazik someone else in the process of taking someone else's life, that's a din of kam levi d'rabban, even bizman hazeh. When there's no bezin giving any misa, there's no hasra, no edim, still. That's a din of tam levi chizkiyah, that you still say kam levi d'rabban. But if the person only committed suicide, so he says, that's only misa b'dei shamayim. It's a lesser misa. So if someone gives me permission to kill him, if he's meshugah, so the permission that he gave is meaningless. He has no right to give permission. So that's batla daita, it's adas kalmana. But if it's taka reasonable, that still can I get adin, I'm still not allowed to kill him. But it could be that the permission that he gives low is the level of the yisr. It's only an yisr of committing suicide. So let's say there wouldn't be any misis bezn, there wouldn't be any kamla with the rabbin, it could be nafkamina. Lysinov could be that it's also ben adam lamokim in addition to being ben adam lachaver.
Okay.
So there are several nafkeminas. Taka, this category that we say achilek between bet adam lamok and adam lachaver, this is al pidin, two different categories of mitzvahs. The Ramban, based on these gemaras, claims that there are two nafkeminas. There's the one nafkemina of esed dechalai sesei, and the other nafkemina of mechila. There are more nafkeminas. The Minchas Chinah points out that if a person does an aver, he wants to do tshuva later. So if it's an aver ben adam lachaveroi, so he has to first ask mechila from the other person. If it's only aver shem ben adam lamakom, so he doesn't have to ask mechila from the other person. That's the shayla the Minchas Chinah raises. If somebody was mezalzel and kibud aviyim, he treated his parents the same way he treats everybody else. He got married, he moves out of the house, and he never calls up, and he never visits, and he has no shaykhus. He didn't ba'avil them, but he didn't go out of his way to treat them the way he should. So later on, if he ever decides to do tshuva, if it dawns upon him that he should do tshuva, does they have to ask the parents for mechila? Or do he say, no, it's not an aver ben adam lachaver, it's only it's an aver ben adam lamakom, so he just has to do tshuva with the Rabban Shalom and change his ways. And change it, if it doesn't change his ways, so the whole thing is a fraud. And change his way. So the Minchas Chinuch has that shayla. So that's a third nafkemina. If you have a mitzvah shem ben adam lachaver, you have to be mefais chaver. Mitzvah shem ben adam lamakom, you don't have.
I thought kibud aviyim is both.
Right. That's the shayla the Minchas Chinuch raises. Is it this or that? And then he's pushing it from the fact that the Ge'onim and Rishonim say that the first five mitzvahs, the first five dibras are ben adam lamakom. But maybe both, right? That's what other Achaim say, maybe both. It doesn't have to be dafke one or the other. It could be that it's both. But that's his discussion. The Maram Shik has that discussion also on the Kibud Aviyim regarding other nafkeminas. And then some Acharedim have a fourth nafkemina, la halacha, between mitzvahs al pi halacha. It's not stam, the Gainim invented this category. No, al pi halacha, it's a different category of mitzvah, ben adam al-mach, ben adam al-chaver. Some Acharedim have a chidish that ha'isik ben mitzvah, patam ben al-mitzvah only applies if you're oisik. In a mitzvah, shebin adam lachaveiro, it patters you. The Gemara says, if I'm busy shaking out the Aveda, Shemer Aveda is busy shaking out the talis or dusting off the sefer. So then, if an ani comes along and asks for tzedakah, I say, ha'isik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. But let's say somebody's busy, he's putting on talis and tefillin, he's mitzvah davening, and an ani comes and he asks tzedakah. So can I say, ha'isik b'mitzvah, shebin adam lamakam, I'm patter from mitzvah, shebin adam lachaveiro? Some acharenim say no. That it doesn't patter. You have to be oisik b'mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro in order to patter you from another mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro.
Ben lamakom.
To patter from a mitzvah, let's say tzedakah, to patter from a mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro, you have to be oisik in another mitzvah that's been adam lachaveiro. Gemara has one is oisik in Hashavas Aveda, he's metapla in Hashavas Aveda, this patters him from tzedakah to the yoni. But if he's oisik in a mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro, it wouldn't patter. Taisus happens to say not so. There's enough in the Taisus and Shavuos, the Achreinim, the later Achreinim point out, against this Tshuva Shem Aryeh. A lot of Achreinim think that it's a good svar what the Shem Aryeh said, and later Achreinim, the Maritz Chais and others point out there's enough in the Taisus for care. And the Liz Daf and Perek Shavuos Adayonim, Taisus says, Befesh, when a person is busy going into the mikveh, there's purely a mitzvah, Shemir al Ma'amokim, and some Anani comes and he asks for an Adavis, the Taisus says, Oisik b'mitzvah, Fatim an Amitzvah. It's enough money. So he's busy. Even if he has money, even if he has the money, so Taisus says he's potter.
So when you daven, they come in. You don't have to give
shalom. According to Taisus, you're potter. In the middle of davening, you're potter. Yeah. I remember Rav Alpid Zechon Levracha. I think it was one of his children got married. So in the middle of the benching, in the middle, Lloyd died. The whole chasen of the aniim were bothering him that he should give money. He was the mechutin. They kept on bothering him. In the middle of the benching, they came and they wanted him to give tzedakah. So later on, he printed a whole shtickle Torah. What's the din? Do you say ha'isik b'mitzvah, patam an ha'mitzvah or not? If a person is busy benching, in the middle of benching mamish, is he patam from giving tzedakah or not? I forgot already what his maskana was. But the Achreinim have such a discussion. So the Rachi looking between mitzvah shemir adam lamakam as opposed to mitzvah shemir adam lachaveiro. So the Meshech Chochmo on Parshas Yisro points out the Gemara has a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. The Gemara has a pasuk. Ishim uliyaviti ro shapsoisa tishmoru ani Hashem. So the Gemara in the beginning of Yivam says, Ishim uliyaviti ro, you have to show kibud av and moira av, but shapsoisa tishmoru. If the father asks for some service and it's in conflict with Shabbos, you shouldn't think that esed dechalai sesei. No, atov yavich chayov machloidi ani Hashem, that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara, in fact, Takasha, the Gemara, Yivam says Takasha, what's the Havamina that I should say Esa Dechaloi Sese? Shabbos is Esa Viloi Sese. And we have a klal, and Esa is not Dechaloi Sese. Secondly, Shabbos has Koris. We have a klal, Esa is not Dechaloi Sese, Shabbos. But klal, what's the Havamina? What do I need a pasuk to tell me? The Kibbutz Ad Yom is not Derech Chilul Shabbos. I have two good reasons why, based on the rules and regulations, there's nothing to discuss. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's Taka no Havmina. The Havmina is a certain aspect of Shabbos, the Gemara says, Mechamer, where there's no Kares and there's no Esev Eloises, it's only a plain Loises. So maybe there's a legitimate Havamina, then maybe if the father asks me to do a certain service for him on Shabbos, a Toiva, a Chesed for him, and it's in violation of the Lava of Mechamer, maybe I should say that Esed Decha Loises. So Kamashma on this pasuk that it's not. So the Meshechoch may ask the Kashe, but we have another klal. We have another klal that should demolish this. We have a klal, Midachin and Isur Mikami Mamaya. That was the Ramban showed the Gemara and Daflam and Aleph and Bob and Tzir, that a mitzvah says that Shebenot Machaveiro never has the power to be Deiche, Loisese Shebenot Machaveiro. So what's the Havamina to think that Kibbutz Aviyim should be Deiche, any aspect of Shabbos, even an aspect that has no Kores, and it's not an Esav Loisese, only Machamer, that it's a plain Lav Shein Bo Kores. But still, what's the Havamina to think that Esav Deiche Loisese is Dachmidachin and Isur Mekami Mamoino, if Kibbutz Aviyim is only Benot Machaveiro, so what should I have to say that it's Deicha Mitzvah Shebenot Lamakam? So he said, you see from the Gemara that it's a Benot Lamakam. You see, it may be both Benot Lamakam and Benot Lamakam, but you see for sure that there's a Benot Lamakam. And he says, and that's why the Goyinim are right, the Goyinim and the Rishonim are right, and the Achronim, that they assume the first five are Benot Lamakam. The Shad is, why is it a Benot Lamakam? Why is it a Benot Lamakam? So whereas many Achronim say it's a Benot Lamakam, because the Gemara says, Shloshe Shut from Yesh Ba'adam, so by being mechabed one's parents, this is an indirect way of being mechabed the Rabbanu Shlom, the Shutif. So the Meshech Chochma doesn't say like that. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Yeah. They still give Kibbutz out. The Gemara says Shloshe Shut from Yesh Ba'adam. That's the Pashup Shat. So the Meshech Chochma doesn't go like that. He goes a little differently. He says, I remember we once discussed, my Rav Soloveitchik's wife passed away, so he was sitting shiur, so he was very tzibroch. So people came to be Menachem Ovah, so he was asking everybody, all the Rabbanim, the same question. He doesn't understand, why is it when a parent dies, the parent dies at an age 120. Parent dies, so they have to observe, the children have to observe Avelis a whole year. It's a natural thing, the parents die at an old age, so what do you have to observe a whole year? And when a spouse dies, Ein Isha Meis Ela Labayla, Ein Baal Meis Ela Lishto. A spouse dies, so you only observe Avelis for 30 days, and then it's all over, how can it be? So yes, everybody gave him the same answer. It says in the Shachar every day, quotes from the Rishonim, that basically all Avelis is the same, it's really only Shiva Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh is special because of Kibbut Aviyah. So he wasn't satisfied. They all told him the same answer, but he says, yeah, they wasn't satisfied. And one of the Rabbanim, I think they said, Rabbi Hutner, I forgot, maybe Rabbi Teitz, I don't know. One of the Rabbanim said what they thought would satisfy him at the time, so they told him, no, the reason why Avivim is different is because the parents are the link to the Masaira. That's why. So he said, oh yeah, that he likes. So he thinks that that's the correct shot. It's not necessarily Esther, it's Hainu Hach, it's the same thing. So that's what the Meshech Chochma says over here. He says, Kibbut Aviyim is a mitzvah Shemirat Olam Lamakom. Why? He says, because our parents are the link to the Masorah. The parents are the ones who, V'hidaitam L'vonecha V'levnei V'necha Yom Shamata. The parents are the ones who told us all about Maimon HaSinai. Even if the parents are not religious, anti-religious, they told us that there never was a Maimon HaSinai, but they were the ones who made it possible for the Masorah to continue. Whether they liked it or not, they were the ones who brought us into the world, and if we are religious, so they were the ones who enabled the Masorah to continue to be transmitted. So we have to be Makir Teva, we have to give a debt of gratitude, we have to give service of Kibbutz Aviyim to the parents, because of that, because of the fact that they made it possible for the Masorah to continue. So it's not necessarily austere, it's the same thing. The Meshech Chochma says that's the reason why Kibbutz Aviyim is a mitzvah Shebenot Lamakom, because the parents were the ones who either were mamshich the Masorah or made it possible for the Masorah of the Torah to be transmitted to this new generation.
What about Ingles, Rabba Eshes, Rabba Yerushalayim? That they can't say.
Why not? If he has a wife, yeah. How do you understand what the Rishonim say that the second five of the Aseres Hadibros are Benot Lachavero? The Mabit, who is a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, has a sefer called Beis Elikim, a sefer of Hashkofa, that the Meshech Chochma likes to quote a lot, other Mechabrim quote. So in the Beis Elikim, he talks also about the Aseres Hadibros, so he has a comment. He says, in the Aseres HaDibros, there are many more letters in the first five Dibros than in the last five Dibros. I think it's like 4-1. I think 4/5 of the Aseres HaDibros are the first five Dibros, and the last five are only 1/5 of the letters of the words. So why didn't the Rabbeinu Shalom divide it in an even way? According to the different opinions in the Medrash and the Talmud Yerushalmi.
You can say more than 100 words.
Huh?
Sometimes in one word you can say more than 100 words.
No, but still, why isn't it evenly distributed? So according to some opinions in the Talmud Yerushalmi, all Aseres HaDibros were written on this Luach, and all were written on that Luach. All 10 were written on both Luachas. So then they are up the kasha, but according to this simple pshat, the way they usually have on the Parochas and Yaron Kodesh, the first opinion in the Talmud Yerushalmi and Shkolim and the Medrash Rabba is that it was 5 and 5. So it's 5 and 5, so it's not evenly distributed. 5 and 5 is even, but there's 4 times as much wording over here, so the Mabit has, I don't know, Derech HaDrash, Derech HaPshat, he says the mitzvah Shebirat Machavera people tend to be mezalzalan. So the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted those to be written in Kiddush Levana, in big letters, so to emphasize that the Loi Signa, the Loi Sitzach, and so on. The mitzvah Shebirat Machavera, they'll already observe Nistam, but the mitzvah Shebirat Machavera, he wanted emphasis for.
It's also shot that the connection between positioning the first and the sixth, the second and the seventh, the juxtaposition, that there's a connection between the first and the sixth book and the second and seventh, so there has to be a...
So it had to be written like that. Yeah, that's also a medrash, right? That's also a medrash to be shining quote. Right. So how is Loisinov understood? Many Vishainim and Gainim and Achrainim assume that the second group of five the first group are basically Bin Adam Lamokim. Kibbut Aviyem may also have aspects of Bin Adam Lachaver, but the predominant element in Kibbut Aviyem is really Bin Adam Lamokim. And the second five are basically Bin Adam Lachaver with also elements of Bin Adam Lamokim. But how is Loisinov? What has Loisinov got to do with Bin Adam Lachaver? How in the world is that Bin Adam Lachaver? So the Iker, Rashi points out, the Iker Din of Loisinov. If you're going to classify all of the Tariq mitzvahs and subsume them under these headings, so Mistama, all of the Arayas, all of the Bias Asuras will fall under the heading of Lysinov. Mistama, that's an easy one. We'll put all the Bias Asuras under Lysinov. But what is the Ikar of Lysinov? So Rashi says, the Ikar of Lysinov ain't you, Elabashis Ish. So the Marami Prag has an Arichas, so he says, Lysirtsuch is the worst, where I kill a person himself. And Lysinov, because Ish the Kigufoi, so when someone is mezana with his wife, so they have to get divorced, so it's like killing half of the person. The complete person is, like the pasuk says in, it says in Parashas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zohar Nekeva by Ikra Shmo Modom, so the Gemara says in the end of Habor Yevimta, there's a whole agadah about how important it is to get married. So the Gemara says if a person is not married, Hashori Balish, Hashori Balai Torin, Hashori Balai Simchan, Hashori Balai Toiv, missing all the good things in the world. And then it says, "Is nishke mensch." The topping is nishke mensch because the pasuk says that zochan ekeva baroisam ikra shmo adam. He's only called adam after he's married. He's not married now. So the shleimus of the adam. That's what it says in Mar. The shleimus of the adam, as described in Bereishis, is with the wife. So if someone is mezana with the wife, or even if the wife is in agreement, not only when it's bal kocha, even if she's in agreement, so he ruins their marriage. So it's like it's also an avera. It's an avera ben adam lamakim. But it's also an Avera ben Adam Lachavera. So that's the aspect that's being stressed over here in the second group of the Aseres HaDibros. So the Loisachman, how is that ben Adam Lachavera? So the Rambam quotes from this, Sifrei, that there's another pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says Loisisava. Is there any difference between Loisachman and Loisisava? So the Rambam quotes is afraid that there is a difference, that Loisa Sabin is an Issa Midis. When the person desires what someone else has, right away he's in violation of Loisa Sabin. But Loisa Achman, he only violates if he ultimately takes it. Like the Pasuk says regarding Avodah Zarah, Loisa Achman kesev zov aleim alakachtoloch. So you see that the word chemda has a connotation of alakachtoloch. If it never leads lidei lekiche, so then it's not the violation of Loisa Achman. So the... These Rishonim assume that the Loisachman is an Issa bin Adam Lachaver. The Rambam himself probably does not hold like that, because the Rambam writes that one who violates Loisachman is Eino Loike. The Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Gzeila Ba'Aveda, the end of Perek Aleph, writes, one who violates Loisachman is ain't a loike because it's a lav shein bo maisa. So the Ravid asks why. Ain't lucha maisa gaba mizeh. The Rambam says you only violate lo sach moed if a lakach talach, if he ultimately succeeds. In getting it, he convinces me, I convince him to sell it to him, or he steals it, or whatever, I give it to him in matana, and if he never takes it away, so there is no lo sach moed, ain't lucha maisa gaba mizeh. So Rav Chaim Oizer has in the Tshuva, so he explains the Rambam shita, that the Rambam obviously holds that Lois Sachman is just an Issa Midas. It's not an Issa bin Adam HaChavera. It's an Issa Midas. So Lois Sav is also an Issa Midas. Lois Sav is violated right away when you have a slight desire to get what the other person has. And Lois Sachman is only if you have such a strong desire that it even is such an action. He keeps on having not stam a fleeting desire. He persists in his desire till he ultimately takes it from the other person. But then the taking from the other person, that's not the act of the other. That's just a sheer of to demonstrate how strong his desire was that it led up to taking. But then it's a glowing Muslim affair that the other was on the desire. So it's really a lav sheim o maisa. That's how the Rav Chaim Oizer says pshat in the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, you cannot assume like that, that the last five have been Adam HaChaver, the Sachman Luchar has not been Adam HaChaver. But the Ravid is masig on that Rambam. The Ravid holds that Lo Sachman is an Issa Gezel. The Ravid holds the first Lo Sachman is an Issa Gezel, and he holds that it is Bin Adam HaChaver.
How is that different than Lo Sigzel,
Sigzel is one year.
Only the Averis which you have Misa, no?
Lo Sachmed is no Misa. No. Gezel, the Gemara says, if you don't pay money. And Lo Sachmed is, even if you do pay money. The Gemara says people make a mistake, yeah. Poshev Shat Inshi. People make a mistake, they think that it's below the Mei. But the Gemara says it's really wrong. Even if they pay money, there's a violation of Lo Sachmed, yeah. And the Derech Pekudecho from the Bnei Yisosna, he quotes from the Al-Sheikh in his commentary on Mishle, if I'm not mistaken, commenting on this din of Lesachman Eishes Reyecho, that it may be different from the other forms of Lesachman. That's what the Derech Pekudecho discusses. That what if there's a pasuk in Mishle that says you should be careful with someone else's wife, Lesisav Liyofyo. Some kind of a pasuk that Lesisav Liyofyo. So he says, what if I see another person is married and his wife has dark hair and she wears these kind of dresses and it's just beautiful. I have no desire to take his wife, but I make up my mind, I'm going to marry a girl just like that, with such a hairstyle, exactly dresses like that, and she has the same French accent or whatever, a British accent, that's what I want. He falls in love with that type of a girl. Didn't fall in love with the other one's wife, Chalila, he fell in love with that type. So that's what the pasuk in Mishlei is Mechadish, Lesisav Liyofyo. Not only is there a violation of Lo Sachman if you desire to take the other one's wife, even if you just fall in love with that style of Yaifi, that's also an Issa. So the Bnei Yisoscha discusses in his Sefer Derech Pekudecho, that's an Al-Sheikh, he quotes that. So he has a discussion, is that only on Eishes Reyecho? Or does it even apply to Beis Reyecho? Let's say I walk into someone else's home, I see he has such a beautiful kitchen, with a separate aplashik sink and a milchik sink and two separate ovens and this separate and beautiful. Hey, I say, I'm going to do that too. So you're not allowed to do that. The same place he bought it, the same carpenter he had, I can do the same thing. So there's an Easter, if I fall in love, he has a beautiful bookshelves with swarm and everything, and I fall in love and say, I'm going to have that kind of library also. I take out my money, I go to the store, I buy the same sort. So that's an aver, l'sisav l'yayfio. So he says, yeah. At the end, he thinks that, yeah. If the Pashtus maybe is not so. He himself is mistaken. The Pashtus is that the Al-Sheikh only said it based on the Pasuk, because it can calmly dekach that he's going to take the other one's wife. And the other things, the Pashtus, everything is for sale. So if he Pashtus, the other things wouldn't have this prohibition. The Gemara speaks also, the Gemara divides all of the mitzvahs in the Torah into two categories between kalos and chamuras. We have different halachas, l'mashal, the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tshuva discusses the difference between kalos and chamuras, that Yom HaKippurim, Rambam assumes like the Chachamim Dereb Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless also Tshuva, but still the Rambam quotes the Sorehem, the Rambam, we don't know exactly what he's quoting, it doesn't say this in the Gemara, in the Bavli, he must have had such a gears in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tshuva says it's Soir HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur, Bizman Shebis Migdash HaYekayim, was mechaper, even Beli Tshuva, and Aver is Kalois. What's the definition of Averis Kalas? It usually creases and Mrs. Bezner Averis Hanuris. Whatever doesn't have Kharis and Mrs. Bezner, that's called Averis Kalas. That's one difference the Rambam has over there. Even without that Rambam, that Serem Shtalechim B'chaper and Kalas without Shuveh, there's another difference that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Dalid. We have in the Gemara, some Rishonim hold that it's Nitcha L'maskana, but others hold that it's not Nitcha, regarding the din of Dovashayna Miskaven. That Dovashayna Miskaven is a Machloikis HaTarayim, but it's also Ramutar. So the way it says in the Gemara, at least at one point, may have been Nitcha, at one point the Gemara says a chilek between Kalas and Chamuris. The Reb Shimon holds in Kol HaTarakula, Dovashayna Miskaven is Mutar, that's only Kalas. But Chamuris, Dovashayna Miskaven is us. Except for Shabbos, that the Gemara says. Shabbos is different because Melachos Mashiach is also Torah. Tosfos has a whole Arichas on that. So it's different in Halacha. Lamashal, the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam writes a whole Arichas in Sefer Mitzvah Shoresh Tes, that if you have one Pasuk, let's say, L'Asech Lo Al Adam, and the Gemara has six prohibitions that are included in that Pasuk, you only count it once in the Minyan HaMitzvah, only one Pasuk, you don't count it as six different Isurim in the Taryag Mitzvah, in the listing of the Shin Samachei Loises. So the Rambam disagrees in the Shoresh Tes, he disagrees with the Baal Halacha's Gedolus, who cancel a sin of three times, because the onshim are different. Abo al Nesua is Chayv Chedek, Abo al Arusa is Chayv Skila, Abo al Baskoin, so the Baskoin Shizinsa is Chayv Shrefer. So the Baha cancelled it three times Lysinov, that a Baskoin shouldn't be Mizana, and Arusa shouldn't be Mizana, and Nesua shouldn't be Mizana. So the Rambam is masik, what do you mean? It only says once Lysinov, it's one love, just because they're different onshim, that's no reason why it should be counted as three love. One lab with chilukei anshim doesn't mean anything. Yet the Rambam himself, the Ramban, he asks on the Rambam in the Hasavas to the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam himself has four mitzvahs loises which he counts twice. The Rambam has such an arichas and shorish test that you don't count twice the same mitzvah. And the Rambam has four mitzvahs loises that he counts twice. One is the pasuk, you're not allowed to beat anybody up, you're not allowed to hit anybody. The Rambam counts it twice. You're not allowed to hit it. Mako Adam Yisrael and Mako Avivimo. Two different lavim. Learned that from one pasuk. Mikalo Lavivim and Kalo Adam Yisrael is learned that from the same pasuk. Loise Kalo Cherish. And the Rambam counts one pasuk twice. Then there's another pasuk, Elakim Loise Kalo, and Parshas Mishpat. And the Rambam counts it twice. It's a law from Mikalo Dayan Yisrael. And Amigadifes Hashem. The Rambam counts it twice in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Then there's a fourth pasuk that says, Shmosel Machem Loise Askiro, Loisham Apicha. You're not allowed to mention in Shem Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that one who's a Mesis, L'Avodah Zarah, Mesis and Midiach, Zayvan that Lav, and one who mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah, Zayvan the Lav. So the Rambam counts it twice, a Lav La Mesis, and a Lav to one who mentions Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban asks, Hayitochen, the Rambam made such a fuss, you don't count twice the mitzvah that contains many prohibitions, and here he himself violates his rule. So on the side of the Rambam, the Megillas Esther in his commentary on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs comes to be Miyashiv, the Ramban's Kasha. So he quotes from the Rashbates and the Zohar HaRakia, that's a Chibur on Minyan HaMitzvahs, who's Miyashiv. So he says, when did the Rambam say that you only count it once, even though the Onshim are different? That's if they're all Misiv. By Lysinov, you have Sreifah, you have Skila, you have sometimes Chenek. So it's all the same thing, it's all Chamuris. It's a Lav and a Chamuris, so you count it once. But if you have a Lav, that's both Kalas and Chamuris. So Sadachan Androgynous, which is it? Is it a Kalas, is it a Chamuris? It can't be. So the Chachamim must have had a tradition that it's split. Maki of Avivima is Misa. Maki Adam Yisrael is only Malkus, the Gemara. And the Kalal of Avivima is Misa, and the Kalal of Adam Yisrael is Malkus. The Malkus is only on Kalois, and Misa means that it's Chamuris. So they must have had a tradition that the Lav counts as two different Lavim. These four Lavim, the Rambam counts twice, because one of them is Chamuris and one of them is Kalas. That's what the Rashbeis writes. So the Gemara points out that although Loisis Hashem Shem Al-Kachal Ashov, Shvu Ashov, Shvu Sheker, does not have Koris, does not have Mises Bezen, so it really should be counted as Kalas. Nonetheless, because the pasuk continues, Ki Lo Yinake Hashem, Eisa Sheisa, Shmai Vashov, so the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed this phrase, Ki Lo Yinake Hashem, the whole world was trembling. Zdasa Kol Olam Kuloi. So that's why the Gemara says it's considered Chamuris. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, quotes the Gemara in the end of Yuma, where the Gemara says that Krisis and Mises Bezen and Loisisa, Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker. Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker is considered Chamuris, even though there's no Koris and there's no Mises Bezen. Why should the Taka be so? Why should it be considered Chamuris? The Pasuk says, Lo Yinake Hashem, why? So the Pashtus is, that's what the Mishnah Lamelech quotes. In Hilchas Melachim, the Mishnah Lamelech quotes that discussion, Akasha from Achreinim. If you read through Chumash Bereishis and Sefer Yoina and other parts of Tanakh, you find that the Nochem are swearing. Avimelech with Avram Avinu, they're swearing back and forth, they're not going to do any aggression, they're going to be decent to each other and so on. So the Mishnah Lamelech quotes Akasha from Achreinim, what good is the Shvuah? It's not from the Sheva Mitzvah's been enough. The guy can swear all he wants, he's not mechuyev to keep it.